Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, I went to the store yesterday to get some dog food.
Yep.
I think I saw somebody shoplifting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The lady, it was a lady, and yeah. She was in the aisle, and she had a big jacket on. Now, yesterday was 74 degrees, folks.
So she had a coat on,
She had a coat on.
That is suspect.
Jamie, and I didn't say anything. I didn't even wait. I kind of didn't want to know.
Yeah.
I felt like I saw her do it. I saw her move something toward the jacket. I'll say that. And it felt like she was shoplifting. It really did. Because the you know, kind of looking around like this. But I kind of paid for my stuff and got out of there. I saw her come out of the store, but I didn't follow up on it. I didn't want to be a part of it.
So you don't know if she went to the counter or not?
I have no idea. Mm. I have no idea. But it looked highly suspicious. You know, a lot of people are online saying that they're going to start shoplifting over this EBT thing.
Oh, yeah,
because of these, I guess they're not being issued right now. Yeah, I'm not really sure about that.
Yeah.
But I've seen where a lot of people are saying that. And I saw this yesterday and I thought, man,
what did she take?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not good at this.
I know.
I thought you watch crime shows and you're like a detective.
Well, you know what? I froze.
Oh.
I did. I was frozen because I felt like that I didn't want to know because I felt like if I knew for a fact she was doing it, that I need my obligation was to go to the manager and tell it. And I didn't want to get involved.
So I used to work at the mall, right?
Yeah.
And we had to be on ladders during sidewalk sales. Do y'all remember sidewalk sales?
I do.
At the mall.
Yeah.
And so we were on ladders so we could look over all the rounder racks, right? And I thought, here I am. I'm 16 years old. What the hell am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah.
And plus, it's going to take a while to get down the ladder.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
And really, at 16, you don't really care.
Yeah, I was
if
like,
somebody
I don't
steals
know.
Something. It's not yours.
Exactly.
Right? That's your attitude.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what my attitude was yesterday at the grocery store. I don't know this lady's situation.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I need to stay out of this. But I did. I kind of got scared and got the hell out of there.
Yeah. Don't you always wonder what happens? Like, I mean, have you guys, I've never, well, you have.
Yeah.
12 pack.
Yeah. I didn't do it intentionally, though.
You still didn't go
it
back in.
It was accidental.
You didn't go back in.
It was accidental.
You didn't go back in.
I didn't go back in. I got to the car. Oh, yeah. Jimmy's talking about a 12-pack of soda that I stuck on my cart, but I put it underneath, and got through. I don't want to say got through because it makes it sound.
You just said that.
Yeah, you just admitted
said
it.
You said I got through.
I got through.
I made it through.
I don't mean it like that. I meant it. It accidentally got through.
Yeah.
Liar.
I got outside, and when you get outside to your car, it's almost like it's yours at that point. Right.
You said, here's what you told us.
Change.
I said, why didn't you go back in and pay for it? And you said, I was tarred.
I was exhausted that day.
It was very
I'd been
tired.
Up since 3:30,
right?
Folks.
Yeah.
So. And all the other stuff in the cart I'd paid for.
Well,
so
well, that
I
was
mean,
big of you.
It's only a
deal. What an upstanding citizen.
Yeah. Hey, he paid for the rest of it.
Yeah. I don't need the lady Holly. I don't need her chasing me through the parking
but
lot.
It always that. Makes me wonder, like those kids that have pretty good lives, right? And I mean, but then they steal. You know, and yeah. they're like in high school and grade
There's
school.
There's a rush to it, though.
I don't know. Ruining your life over chewing gum?
I used to do it in grammar school.
You did?
Yeah.
At a grocery store. What did you steal?
Candy. And bubble gum.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd stick it in my pocket and go off to school.
Never
that. Was back in the day when they didn't watch five-year-olds that closely, you know?
Well, I guess if you're five or whatever. Well,
no, I was like 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And I'd go into a grocery store, you know, and grab me a couple of, you know, bubble gum pieces.
I guess I was just too afraid of Bob and the wrath of Bob to ever do anything like that.
Oh, I never got caught.
Yeah, my son would never steal anything. Like, he knew he would die.
I never got caught. Never got caught. Huh. I was good at it, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I saw her yesterday. I think she was stealing from the store. But I don't know, man. I should you get involved in something like that, or you just move on?
Well,
it's up to the store to catch them.
I don't
me.
Know anymore because, you know, some of them have rules. Some of the different stores have rules like just let them go.
Yeah.
Don't get involved with their own employees, right? So I don't even know.
I mean, employees have literally been fired for trying to
stop
someone.
Yeah, for trying to stop. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah,
That's true, so
you can get in trouble just for intervening, right?
So, I don't know.
I do admire those people that can go in there and come out with three lobsters in their pants, though. Those are good. Those are good shoplifters.
Three lobsters in their pants.
No, you see people like come out with an octopus in their pants.
Uh-huh.
You know, the tentacle coming out of the feet, out of the bottom of their pants. Those people that can pull
what
that off.
What store do you shop at?
I don't know what he's even talking
about. I'm just
about.
Saying. You know, the people that go in there, okay, let's go with rump roast. All right, you come out of there with like five rump roasts, and you've stuck them in your pants and your jacket. Boom, you're out of there. I do admire that.
Yeah, it's an art. It's real art.
Is that a lobster in your pants?
Or are you just happy to see me?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.